This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
Her Society.
This is Anaya Day.
This is Tracy Dinwiddie. Down the toilet.
Ginny and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society. To Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of toning down, there's some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs to be smaller?
Her Society.
This is Her Society with Ginny and Bessie Kay on your one-stop radio show for girls who love the second hour of Her Society as we took over the Ship Hour show. Are you up for it? Are you ready, Bessie Kay?
I am so ready.
Because we're going to take Bessie Kay through lesbian camp phase one. I'm going to quiz her. I'm going to take her through the infamous lesbian test. Now, this test was featured in MCV, which is Melbourne Community Voice, our leading magazine here in Melbourne. But me and Natalie kind of made up our own test, so we're going to actually take Bessie Kay through a combination of them. Bella from Twilight's taken it. She's passed.
I'm warming up. Don't you worry.
Now, this is the woman.
I'm ready.
Who's with Edward. Edward passed. The woman who is with Edward passed the lesbian test. So you've got big shoes to fill, young lady.
Is she a lesbian?
No, she's not. Oh. But she passed the lesbian test. Go figure. There you are. This is Her Society with Ginny and Bessie K. Join 94.9 Her Society with Ginny and Bessie K. Brand new chick there with Anne Julie. Cassie wants to come back, though. Don't think she can just yet. She wants your time. This is your time to take the lesbian test. And Cassie's like, no, I want to sing. No, she can't.
No, she can't.
No. This is your time.
Right, let's do it.
Are you ready
yep.
to take the lesbian test? Now, if I had a drum roll prepped, it would sound like this. Ding. Are you ready, Bessie K?
Sound effects.
It is great sound effects.
I wish nail were... polish on a teacup.
Exactly. Ding. It's great. It's great. All right. The lesbian camp phase one.
Yes.
This involves a test of X amount of questions for you to answer. Now, I did give you a chance to revise, which you decided to do your nails in that time.
This is what they said at school. It's all coming back again.
It's all coming back again. All right. Are you ready to take the test?
Yep.
Okay. Question number one of the Her Society Lesbian Camp test.
Oh, Ginny, go.
What is the name of the actress from the real... What is the name of the actress from The L Word who is also in a music band?
I'm going to go, wait, I'm going to just think of a, there's no real lesbian name, is there? No.
Alicia Haley.
Alicia. Alicia.
Alicia. Alicia. Didn't even get the fake name right. Hey, anytime you want to help a sister out, 0427-JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au. If you want to do this test too while Bessie's doing it, you may want to give
her Please help me, I'm going to fail.
Question number two.
Yes.
You actually might get this one right given
you know
that
you could email me answers, guys.
On air at joy.org. Question number two. You actually might know this. I have a feeling that you'll get this answer. During what month does our Mardi Gras parade held in Sydney fall?
March.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, yeah. You know why I know?
What?
Because of all the feathers. Oh, the summer.
The feather zone.
Best time of year.
Have you danced a Mardi Gras before?
Oh, in my bedroom, I've danced while Mardi Gras on.
But not actually at the parade.
Not in Sydney, no.
You should hold that vision.
Oh,
I reckon you should be the Her Society representative dancing. Because the other... Look, I'm not speaking for Pavati, Lashonda or Nat, but I have a feeling out of the five of us, you would be the best dancer.
I feel like we may all need to be on a float together.
Oh, wow. No, do not vision that part. Just vision yourself.
I've got Lashonda saying, Tap that.
You two on a float? Great. I can't speak for the other two, but I think I'll happily watch and cheer you from the sideline. All right, question number three.
Okay.
Name a common label worn amongst lesbians.
I know this.
You know this?
What were their shoes?
What were those shoes?
Those shoes were?
What shoes are you talking about? What
Hannah's shoes? Hannah's shoes.
Hannah's not
nice
here.
Blue
You're
shoes.
Like tapping your leg like she's a dog hoping she'll come. Magically appear.
They are called not Blundstones. They're not Blundstones. They are called...
You're holding your foot. It's not going to transform into the shoe, Bessie.
What are they called?
Doc Martens.
Doc Martens.
Yes.
yes, yes, fantastic. I'm going to give you that. Ding, ding, ding. You got that right. Question number four.
Yes.
What do most lesbians do or are known to do on their second date? This is multiple choice. So you got a 25% chance of getting this right. Actually, no, it's more than four options. So it's got five options. A, do they go to IKEA? B, Las Vegas.
Second date.
Yep. C, Dinosaur. E, U-Haul.com. Or F, all of the above. So you got a 20% chance of getting these right.
I'm going with all of them because IKEA is cool. Taylor Shore is awesome.
Can I just tell you, you just got that right!
Yay! Yay!
Fantastic. Yay! Besbian. You are like whizzing through this lesbian. Yeah, a couple hip ups. You are setting the besbian numero uno one standard.
Okay,
this is great.
I've got my confidence up.
You got your confidence up? Well, hold on to that confidence because we're going to come back with Lesbian Camp.
Okay.
Phase one.
Okay.
This is Her Society with Ginny and Bessie Kay, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls, coming to you live on Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station. Hope you're listening to us via joy.org.au. For everyone who is outside of Melbourne, want to say hello to us, tweet us at Her Society Live, or you can text through 0427-JOY-949. Speaking of a text, someone text through on 0427-JOY-949. Thank you for texting through. Next time, please make sure you leave your name so we can holler at you. You know, I love giving shout-outs to people, but when you don't leave your name, it's like, what do I call you? So this text has come through. What does it say, Bessie K?
Subaru.
Thank you. I'm actually going to call you Subaru. So thank you, Subaru, for the text saying Subaru. I'm assuming
they're trying to help me.
They're trying to help you.
And I really appreciate it.
Subaru, great. Look, it is the most sold car for lesbian couples I've heard. So thank you. It's actually the Subaru Forester, to be exact. I personally am not a fan because it's a
bit
too...
Please keep helping me.
Huh?
Please keep helping me.
But please let them know, like, let her know your name because she wants to give you a personalised thank you. That's how she is our best
friend. I crump when I think.
She does also crump, which is very amusing for me. So please keep those messages coming through. Yes. Now, Besbian!
Yes. Okay, let's do it.
Let's continue phase one of your lesbian camp.
Okay.
The quiz. Now,
I do need a helpline here.
You do. This is... Yeah, can you call a friend?
Can someone call... Can a friend call
maybe
me?
Maybe actually...
427-JOY-9... 94.9.
Maybe get the number right so they can actually help you best. Right, now, I've got 10 more questions for you as a part of your lesbian gab. All right. What is the name of our lesbian leader? And these are all multiple choice, by the way. So you've
do you mean lesbian leader is in...
Leader of... like if the lesbian group was a tribe, which we are in essence, who would be like our pioneer? We've got four options for you. A, Julia Gillard.
Yes.
B, Katie Lang. C, Kathy DeBorno. Or D, Ellen Generis.
I was going to say Ellen.
Yeah, well, there you go. Is Ellen the answer?
You even said it.
Are you going to lock in D? Locked in D? Yes, it is D, Ellen Generis. Yay. Thank you very much. Oh, fantastic.
I was all over that one.
Now, this is where the pressure turns up question number two.
Right.
This is an instant fail question.
Oh.
There's like, it's a multiple choice question, but if you get this wrong, you fail lesbian camp phase one easily. You do. This is pretty, this is a pretty intense question. And if you don't know this as a wannabe lesbian or a has-been or a to-been, or a besbian, let's just say, you got to know this. This is integral. Question number two of this part test. What is the L word? A, I can't believe you're asking me this question.
Lesbian.
B, are you freaking serious? C, I can't think of a few L words to call you right now. D, I have no idea. Go straight to the disclaimer below. E, answers A, B, and C.
I'm so confused. Isn't the L word lesbian?
Best you could fail the test.
I need the questions again. I need the answers again. Sorry.
What is the L word? A, I can't believe you're asking me this question. B, are you freaking serious? C, I can think of a few L words to call you right now.
All of the above.
Fantastic, lesbian. You can continue lesbian gap phase one.
Whoop.
I was so worried there.
Whoop.
She's actually trying to crump at the moment, but not really. Okay, question number three.
Yeah.
Which character on the L word irritated you the most? A, Jenny. B, Jenny. C, Jenny. D, all of the above.
All of the above.
Oh, look, lesbian. For someone who hasn't watched the L word, you're acing this.
You are so good.
Oh, my God, this is fantastic. This is fantastic. Question number four.
OK. Can I get the t-shirt?
You've got another eight okay, more questions I'm to answer. Or seven, should I say.
Very confident right now.
All right. Who was the first ever party in Melbourne to gain a VCAT exemption to be the first only female-only event? Was it A, Delicious, B, Ginnylicious, C, Bessielicious, or D, Pinkalicious?
Delicious. Ginnylicious. Bessielicious. Pinkalicious.
Pinkalicious! Finally got that in you, the last freaking option.
I didn't take a breath yet, so it could have been any of them.
Was there really an event called Bessielicious?
You never know.
There will be one next week which we'll be dancing at, right?
Everyone, come.
Question number five.
Okay.
Name two films set and created in the subcontinent to have lesbian themes. Now, are you a big fan of Bollywood cinema?
Sure.
No, you're not. Sure, I will be now.
I'm really trying to look at you for these answers. I'm thinking you're going to help me out here, but you're not.
All right. A, Pride and Prejudice and Doom. B, Aishwarya Rai. C, Nina's Heavenly Delights and Fire. Or D, Doom and Nina's Heavenly Delights.
C.
Yeah, you're going to see Lesbian. You've never seen Bollywood cinema. Never. You've never seen the L word, but you're getting the questions right.
I had a source from above that came straight into my veins and told me the answer.
Really? A divine source.
It was a divine source.
Yeah, Pavati.
Pavati. It was Pavati.
Thank you. Oh, she's rocking it. She ain't even here. She's imparting wisdom. Thank you. Thank you, babes. Much appreciated there from Lesbian. You're doing pretty well with Lesbian Camp, I've got to say.
Yes, I am.
This is Her Society with Ginny and Bessie K. We'll be back with part two of Her Lesbian Camp phase one.
I get a t-shirt.
After this track, you do get a t-shirt. Five questions will determine that. Join 94.9. This is Her Society with Ginny and Bessie K on your one-stop radio show for girls who love. Check us out via hersocietyonline.com.au or you can say hello to us. What is the SMS number, Bessie?
It's 0427JOY949.
And if you do it like that, we're going to give you a bit of extra love there because it takes a lot of guts to be able to sing live on air, doesn't it, Bessie K?
Is that singing?
Well, inverted commas singing, let's just say. Bessie's done it. Thank you to everyone who's texted through so far. We've had a text from Grant from Essendon. What has he said, Bessie K?
Oh, I can't read that far.
You can't read that
far. It's brands for lesbians, is that the one?
Yes.
Birkenstock, Crocs and Converse.
Say that again.
Did I say that right?
Birkenstock, Crocs and Converse. I'm glad that you got that word right because for a second there I heard a different one. I'm like, Bessie! So thank you, Grant from Resident, for your contribution. That's awesome. Has that helped you to learn what... Do you know what he means by them?
Oh, yeah, totally.
What does he mean?
Birkenstock and Converse.
They're types of footwear, sweetheart.
I know. And is it Subaru? Oh, no.
Still anonymous as texture. We all know it's Birkenstock. Subaru is just funny.
I have to admit.
Yeah, just random
funny.
Subaru.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Thank you to Anonymous for that. And we've had a text through from member number 11631. Hey, you didn't include your name, but you included your membership number. Thank you for that. What have they said?
Birkenstocks. What did I say?
You said something else, just to say. Lesbian Camp Part 2, are you ready? Or Part 3, should I say?
Oh, I'm ready.
Your final five questions to determine whether you get...
A t-shirt.
Oh, you're a step closer to getting a t-shirt. There's more phases you have to go through. This is just phase one.
Really?
So you're a step closer to getting a t-shirt if you nail this. Question number five.
Yes.
You've answered that. Question number six. What was the first ever series on Showtime to portray lesbian characters? A, The Real L Word. B, The L Word. C, Alan. Or D, Queer as Folk.
Queer as Folk.
Thank you very much, Dee. You're doing so well.
I actually knew that one.
You did. I know you did. The Pavati came in. I just saw the Pavati going, here you go, beloved. Never met you before, but I'm here to help you and I love you still the same.
Beloved, you too.
Question number seven.
Yes.
Which of the following is not a standard lesbian haircut? Now, I expect you to know this, Bessie K, because I showed you the picture of lesbian haircuts.
Oh, I've got that one. All right. There you go.
A,
so not a lesbian haircut.
Which one isn't a lesbian haircut?
Okay.
A, the mohawk.
Well, it's quite lesbianish.
B, the Bieber.
The Bieber.
C, the rat's tail. Or D, the Angelina Jolie.
Well, the Angelina Jolie.
Oh, there you go. Because only Angelina Jolie can have the Angelina Jolie. There you go. Even though Bieber
she
shares
was a
his.
Lesbian, wasn't she?
She? Well, she's a has-been.
Has-been.
She's a has-been.
That's she's a, not a lesbian.
No, 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 no. You're the only lesbian.
Got
so.
You, Angelina.
One up on you. Question number 8. Which of the following shoes have not been considered by lesbians to be typical? Now you've
Do lesbians
got,
have a footwear thing?
Well, you've got all these messages happening with Crocs and okay. like these. So which one isn't?
Okay.
Typically, all right? Typically and standardly. A, Doc Martens. B, sensible shoes. C, any shoes with flat soles. D, 12-inch platform high heels.
Oh, well, that's what I would wear. The 12-inch platform high heels.
There you go.
So but you know what?
Typically.
I've seen some lesbians.
Well, there you go. In 12 inches.
There you
go. So it's not. It's some lesbians wear them, yes. but it's typically not considered. I'm not saying true. That no one true, wears true. Them. Don't true. Want the angry people calling me true. Up. Oh, there goes the phone. Question number 9. After marrying, finding your life partner, slash being in a 2-week relationship with your beloved, which suburb do you move to? A, Brunswick. B, somewhere in the western suburbs. C, St Kilda East. D, a one bedder in Northcote.
All
or
of
e,
the above.
B and D.
Oh,
ooh, the silence of music has stopped. It's waiting for your
well,
answer.
I live in St Kilda.
This actually said St Kilda East.
I live in St Kilda East.
Well, may not be that one then, lesbian.
I don't know. Maybe the last one.
The B and D?
Maybe.
Correct. Oh. Somewhere in the western suburbs one. And a one better in Northcote. Those two suburbs, well, those two areas, Northcote.
I would have thought Brunswick too.
Brunswick is also... Actually, if you said any of them, but even to Kilda East, hey, you have neighbours who are your listeners. That's cool.
Yeah.
You holler at them.
I will.
You say, I am the Besbian, and yes. I am here. There you go. Besbian, you're doing right. One more question, and you're one step closer.
Guys, I just want to say thank you on behalf of me and the fantasticness about this T-shirt that I'm just about to accept.
Not yet. You've still
Almost.
Got... 3 more phases to go. All right, last question to complete Lesbian Camp, phase 1. Can you change the oil and water in your car? A, of course I can. What kind of lesbian do you think I am? B, I don't even know a car needed water. C, I can't change the oil, water, and a flat... Oh, sorry. C, I can change the oil, water, and a flat tire. D, how many lesbians does it take to do that?
Are we talking lesbians? Are we talking me? Because if my dad could hear this, he's a mechanic. Actually, if Nat could hear, she changes the oil in my car.
Nat can do it.
Nat
Got
can do
cheeky
it.
Boy.
I know, she's great.
Well, Natty's actually Bessie's business partner, busiest yeah. partner. Business
she's
partner.
Really busy.
She can change that in the car.
She's great.
That is fantastic.
I know, she's really good
you
at it.
You wouldn't pick Nat to do that, but she can do it.
I know, in her 12-inch heels.
Whoa.
Yep.
She's going to get a lot of traffic with that. I just channeled LaShonda there, but she's going to get some serious traffic
she
with it.
Tap that.
She would, yeah, I think a lot of people would tap that. Why don't you do that in 12-inch heels?
Let me tell you, I don't even know what the answer to that question was, but I know that I can't do it.
You can't do it. Well, if you were, this is actually pitched to someone of who likes girls, who is a girl, I can change the oil, water, and a flat tire. But I have to say, as a fellow lesbian, I cannot do that either.
You know
I'll get Cheeky hard. Bones to do it now that I know. She'll be like, what do you want, Ginny? Do you want me to dance or change?
It's really just, good. And if she takes your car, her brothers actually clean the whole car and fix it for you.
Her brothers do?
Yeah.
Gee, you got the hookups.
I do.
You do?
Yes, best business partner ever.
I could say she does the oil, she wears a heel, she does the busyness. But this is fantastic.
Wing.
Now, you know what I would say to that?
What?
Respect.
Yes.
And who better than Aretha Franklin to tell us all about it?
For Nat.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do. Because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.